The head of the state agency that oversees a troubled home health care waiver program says they're working hard to correct problems. Last month, the federal government red flagged the program and said for now, no new people can be enrolled. The home and community-based services waivers allow the elderly, ill, and disabled to be cared for in-home rather than in a nursing home. With approval, Medicaid money can be used for their in-home care. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The federal government says more than 1,900 people were stuck on waiting lists for the state program. They say 27 people died waiting for assessments, and more than 200 more died while waiting to be reassessed. Rebecca Hilgendorf directs the state's Senior and Disability Services, which oversees the waiver program. She says it's important to note that it does not provide medical care. Instead, it evaluates applicants who want to be cared for at home. Nonetheless, she agrees that the program should better track deaths. It's now following federal recommendations and doing a mortality review.
Now, the people who apply for our services are folks with complications, different types of diagnoses and diseases, the elderly, the frail, and so on. And so it's not unexpected that over time, as the disease process progresses, that they pass away. However, state of Alaska didn't have a system in place for reviewing that, and we recognize that that is a fault in our system, so we're working on developing that and implementing it.
The state is following up on other recommendations. Hilgendorf says the biggest problem is that a few years ago, the regulations were tightened so that only nurses can evaluate people who want to qualify for home care.
What we couldn't get past is the national or nationwide shortage of nurses, which is expected to go for another 10 years at least.
Hilgendorf says they have a 38% vacancy rate. So this week, they're working on emergency regulations that would allow hiring other people to do the assessments.
We know that we can recruit people with a bachelor's degree in social services and a couple of years of experience, that we can train them and supervise them and have them go out and conduct the assessments and get past this backlog.
The program hired three new assessors this week and bought computer software to help better schedule their time. They're also planning meetings across the state with providers and patients and plan to beat the federal September 1st deadline for a corrective action plan. As state officials work to fix problems, the federal agency that led the investigation into the program is talking with them regularly. Mary Kahn is a spokeswoman for the Federal Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, which is monitoring what's going on. Kahn says CMS had to put a hold on new enrollees in Alaska.
The reason that we stopped enrollment is that we believe people, are, at least temporarily, will be better served where they are until we can make sure that this waiver program is operating as effectively as it can and providing the highest possible quality of care. We don't think it would be to anyone's best advantage to be released from a nursing home where they are getting care into a community-based setting where they may well be neglected and their needs not be met.
Kahn points out they did not take the most severe step and entirely shut the program down. She says the Obama administration is in favor of home-based care and wants to see the program succeed, but she says the situation in Alaska is critical. Kahn says it's extremely rare that the feds would impose this kind of a moratorium and put a hold on new clients. In her dozen years working at CMS, she doesn't recall doing anything on this scale. Alaska Senator Mark Begich sent a letter this week to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, asking that the hold on new clients be removed. Begich says the state program is flawed, but he doesn't think it helps to freeze applications.
Well, obviously, you know, the state has some work to be done. We'd hope the federal government would not, stop at this point, and that we can get some time to work out the issues that the feds have identified, and the state needs to get busy.
Senator Lisa Murkowski has not called for the moratorium to be lifted. Instead, she's looking to the underlying problem. The senator sent her own letter to Secretary Sebelius this week, reminding her of concerns Murkowski's raised in the past.
This moratorium has come about because we've got a 40% shortfall when it comes to available nurses who can certify or do these assessments. This is a real problem for us.
Both senators say they're staying apprised of what's going on with the program because they say it's of critical importance to Alaskans who want home care. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.